Hi friends, I'm Edie J and I'm here with Jimena today. How are you?
Hello, EDJ. I'm very happy to have this conversation with you. And hello, everyone hearing us.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. What brought you to Many Women, Many Stories?
Well, it's been one of the most challenging times in my life the past years. And through connecting with my deeper self and my talents and my gifts, I have been able to overcome a lot of physical and personal things. When Aria, one of the organizers, heard about my story and the way I have been starting to share about it, she really felt it would be aligned. And when I heard about what's going on with Women and Many Stories, I also felt like, wow, I really want to share my story there because it's been beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we would like to hear your story if you would like to share it
Yeah,
with us.
sure. I was born without my right hand. 48 years ago, when I was a child, my parents gave me the access for to prosthetic devices. So I tried like four of them when I was a child, but for some reason, the way they feel and looked didn't really, I didn't connect with these devices, basically. And also, I was not having any pain in my body, so I didn't feel I had a disability. Also, I grew up in Colombia, which is a place where, culturally speaking, has a lot of stigma around disability, way more than in the US where I'm living right now. So it took me all my life till now to be aware of what was my self-image that I constructed, kind of to be able to grow up in that place. And I literally created a version inside of my mind of a person who has two hands. And I literally lived like that. So basically, what happened was that I was doing everything overusing my only arm, my only hand, right? And what this generated was that right now I'm experiencing overuse pain. So when I experienced the first prosthetic device as a child, the doctors told me, yes, when you reach your middle age, if you don't use these devices, it's gonna hurt. But due to the context that I was growing up and just the way I felt with these prosthetic devices and to myself, the story that I told myself that I don't have anything strange, I don't need help, I just rejected that and kept going with my life. I chose a career path that is very challenging for a person with just one hand. I did industrial design, so I was in the wood shop, in the metal shop, doing all sorts of things with the hands. People were like looking at me like, oh my God, how is this woman doing that? You know, and I kept with this self-vision of I have two hands. And 3 years ago, I had a divorce, difficult divorce of a 10-year marriage. And at the same time, my overuse pain started. So it was a very shocking moment for me to realize that I do have a disability and I do need some help. And that's what's been kind of carrying me in this journey. So I've been learning to ask for help. And I am designing my own hand, trying to make something that looks cool and that looks tells a story about me, and also wanting to take my story through these hands that I'm creating so that I can help other girls like me when I was a child, that they can have something that makes them feel interesting and they don't reject those devices because nowadays the prosthetic devices are very standardized and they do feel a little bit like, I don't know, it's just a standard thing and it doesn't tell a story. And if you're wearing something like that, it's a part of your body. So it's all this journey through how can I heal my body and my story and reframe who I am through my art, which is design. So that's kind of summarized the journey of that aspect.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you have a vision of yourself with two hands and you have worked towards that vision, but you've also had to accept that you do have struggles with using your hands or using a prosthetic hand. And sounds like you've had a lot to overcome. On the one hand, it's a beautiful and positive thing to envision ourselves more holy and more able and give ourselves like that vision of I can do anything and be who I want to be. so important. And also admitting that we have weaknesses, that we aren't, you know, we're not perfect and we don't have every single tool that we need all the time for success. So you had a really transformative experience, it sounds like, about 3 years ago when you came to these kind of like a balancing experience. Would you maybe describe it that way? Or
yes, I think, I mean, it was a complete process, because I feel that the hand is kind of materializing a lot of prayer that I started before. It was like life was preparing me mm-hmm. to give birth to this, because I literally didn't have children, but I think I'm mothering this project.
Wow, such a profound, beautiful story. And thank you so much for sharing it with us. And I'm looking forward to hearing more at the Many Women, Many Stories.
Yeah, definitely.